The Bangladesh Hindu Buddhist Krishna Unity Council. Okay. Honorable Chair and distinguished participant, good morning. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to present before you case of religious and ethnic minority that the minority of Bangladesh have been subjected to for decades, leading to a continuous exodus. Minority situation, its character and nature might differ from country to country, but no doubt an end result of same, which is being experienced by every country, is the humanitarian crisis. In Bangladesh, it is the religious, ethnic, and indigenous minority who are ruthlessly subjected to genocide and mass destruction during the 9 months of war liberation in 1971. It is a matter of great regret that even after 45 years of independence, the religious minority and ethnic indigenous minority are the main target of mass atrocities. They are continuously suffering from communal persecution, discrimination, torture, preventions, and all sphere of life. They are also the main target of present terrorism, which is being inspired by influence by Islamic State, Taliban, and Al-Qaeda. The Hindus, Buddhists, and Christians of country, which include approximate 2.5 million indigenous people, are being systematically eliminated through blatant discrimination, denial of access to legal protection, and violence. Acting with the complete impunity, and the Muslim nationalities and extremists that have conducted program against the minority whenever they have wanted to, and regardless of which political party have been in power. I am presenting below two incidents recently in minority. One is the south part and one is the northern part of Bangladesh, which took place in the last week. On 13th October to 6th November 2006, the village Nasinagar of Brahmanbaria district, 100 participants of two Islamic fundamentalist rally group took part in 3 hours attack from 11 o'clock at the morning, Hindus houses, temple, and business establishment. They looted at least 200 houses. 17 temples have been destroyed. Police and local administration were silent spectator. Local parliament, Mr. Saidul Haq, who is also a senior cabinet minister, came to his constituency after 3 days of the incident and abuse to the victim and Hindus minority in filthy language and blamed the media for alleged exaggeration for the incident. Minister's statement 5 days after incident, the attack against 5 houses in Hindu at Nasinagar. The attack at similar type. Okay. I just request Mr. Chairman to give me just finish to the recommendation. 3, to equal rights and dignity, imparity and representative, equal of constitutional discrimination, and review the Vested Property Act, including language in the legislative, so that owner to provide their land and facility. Honorable